Welcome to the Plan My Case Plastic Talks Podcast. Don't brace yourself, aligner world, because you are now entering the aligner provider's comfort zone. In this podcast series, we will bring you the latest news and developments, tips on treatment planning, and all things related to aligners, together with key professionals in the industry. And now, here is your host, Arda.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Plastic Talks podcast. I want to dedicate this first episode to AI in dentistry as it's becoming more and more relevant and it's going to affect our lives even more in the future. So looking at AI day to day, it's of course a tool to ease our lives, but in dentistry it's used for at the moment for a couple of different reasons. One being training. That is, with VR sets, people can go into a virtual world and treat the patients and do some operations virtually, of course. And the AI is interacting with these humans. So the other one is patient-facing, which is mostly developed for cosmetic purposes, really. And also to convince the patient to seek out for a treatment. And like whitening, for example. So if you like take a photo with your phone, the AI gives you what your teeth would look like if they're bleached. And for example, A-Line has one, a built-in app, which is showing you, of course, your teeth aligned with a beautiful smile. And it's also in video mode. So not exactly in a photo, but in a dynamic video environment. And these are, of course, useful for a number of reasons. But the real use of AI in dentistry, I believe, is in diagnosis and also treatment planning. For diagnosis, there are multiple things out there, but mainly geared towards radiographs. So reading also CT scans, people are developing AI modules to make it easy and of course for the doctors to not to miss anything when diagnosing the patient. And also for treatment planning, there are not many options, to be honest, aside from our AI, PMC Easy AI, which is trying to relieve the doctors in front of the computer to do the heavy lifting, so to speak, and easing up our lives. So, but you got to wonder what types of AI are out there, right? And there are actually three AI categories that can be summarized. So one is artificial narrow intelligence, which is pretty much describing PMC Easy AI, and that is where you have the AI performing a specific task. So, so it cannot solve a math problem, but it can definitely tell you, as in our case, what you should type to the technician to have the case within limits, or which attachments to use in your case. So it's for a specific task, highly developed AI for just one purpose only. Then there is artificial general intelligence, which is AGI. There you have the language models like ChatGPT or Meta's Llama. These are supposed to be in the artificial general intelligence category, but there is a great deal of debate among if they have achieved to be at that state because there are a lot of things missing in those language models. But in the end, the category is artificial general intelligence, where you have the AI performing multiple tasks in multiple areas, mostly better than most humans. So that's how you can state it really. So if you are in a specialty and you are the expert in that specialty, you're probably much, much more better than the AI. So, but the general public in that specialty is not that educated. So they might be okay with the results that AGI gives them, which is the sense. So in terms of general culture, and even they, of course, get into more detail if you ask them more questions, but it's not really superficial. But in the end, it's not as a, it doesn't have a deep knowledge like a human can. That's, of course, always developing and growing. Then there is artificial superintelligence, which is ASI. And that has not been achieved yet. It's yet to come. But if it comes, then I'm sure our lives are going to change dearly. For good and for bad, we don't know. Because that will bring me to my next thing that I want to discuss, is how the AI is trained. So it is for sure a tool, nevertheless. So it's not conscious. No AI right now is conscious. So it doesn't know that it exists. It's just replying to your questions. I'm referring to the AGI in this case, like ChatGPT or Llama. And they're trying to determine the next word in the sentence. Of course, in that sentence, they look at the entire sentence. And of course, for them, does it make sense or not? They can evaluate that. And regarding your question, so they try to come up with the best answer with their guess. So they're guessing. And regarding the training of AI, there is a reason it's called training. And it's not coding, because there are actual people there in their specialties training this AI. So the quality of that data that you implement there and train the AI with, it's crucially important. So if you feed it bad data and teach it that that's the right data, and then you have a shitty AI, basically. So for artificial superintelligence, in a case where it's trained to be the best in every area, trained by the best people, and also it's supposed to be conscious to be in a highly developed stage. So it's not yet achieved, but it requires a lot of computing power. So it's not really manageable with, I think, also hardware-wise with today's technology. So we need to wait for like quantum computers, which are around the corner. And that's going to change the game, I think, in the world of AI. Because right now, the people who developed AIs are not using CPUs. So if you're familiar with the hardware, your computer has a CPU, central processing unit, which does most of the tasks that you have. And it's kind of slow for AI. What people are using are GPUs, so graphic processing units. These are much, much more faster than CPUs. You also have them in your computers, the less powerful versions. So GPUs are, even the best GPUs that are out there are not really capable of like having the computer power that's required for ASI. But quantum computers are, exponentially much, much faster and powerful than the conventional, even the most sophisticated GPUs that we have out there. And so regarding the training of AI again, you need also big data, which is you need to, for example, you have an image. So in order to train AI to recognize an image, you need to have a way and find out a way to have that image expressed in mathematics. with algorithms. So you need to have a proper method to do that, which is like pixels, the orientation, the position, the brightness of the pixels. So these are all can be determined by numbers. And to train like AI with images, you need to express those images with those pixel positions, brightness, color, everything in numbers so that it can be built into an algorithm. So you can then educate the AI and teach how it can interpret different models, different images, and it can basically learn by itself. So regarding that, I mean, you need to feed, you need to let it know, feed the right data and let it know that what is right and what is wrong. So starting from there, the coding of the algorithms are really, I mean, intricate. So I won't get into detail bore you with that. But so basically, that's the structure. And you also need the big data, because then as more data as you feed it, it differentiates right from wrong. Then it's more sophisticated and responsive in a right way. So the problem that AI has today is, especially with the language models, right? So ANI is a different scenario. So like PMC Easy AI, we have one task for the AI to complete. And since we are working with numbers only, it's very easy for the AI to interpret the numbers. And it's not hallucinating. So that's another issue with AI. So it doesn't say that, I mean, I'm not talking about the ANI, but rather than ANI, it's AGI, general intelligence. So it doesn't say, I don't know. It has to come up with an answer. So if you ask a question and you receive, like, could you get into more detail, then it's asking something of you, but not necessarily saying, I don't know, and you provide more data and gives you an answer, no matter what. So if it doesn't know, right? Since it's not conscious, it does not know that it doesn't know. That's the problem. So it hallucinates and comes up with a not so correct answer. Might be correct sometimes, but it's not really an educated guess, so to speak. So in that sense, general AI has a problem. And there are benchmark tests to see which AI performs best and hallucinates less. So you always need to take that into consideration when you ask questions to AI. You need to double check your answers that you get from AI. So not all AI is the same in that sense. And if you look at AI today, what can be said is, so that's my point of view. With today's tools that I have, my evaluation is, so there are, I like to separate the my approach into two parts. So one is cognitive and the other is rudimentary. So for cognitive skills, AI is questionable at the moment, because yes, that's the creative part. And like ChatGPT or Llama are generative AIs, which are creative AIs. They come up with the answers on their own, of course. But as I said, that is questionable, since there is a risk of hallucination on the part of AI. But for the rudimentary skills, if you like need to solve a math problem and you feed that to AI, it gives you an answer. And the answer is good. But then you need to multiply that problem with varying values. Let's say you have X, Y, Z. And in that case, you need to change X to another number, Y to another number, Z to another number. So the problem is still there, and you don't need to punch in the numbers and solve it by yourself. So you tell AI to, you know, modify the X, Y, and Z and solve the problem again. So this can be like million problems in a row, and it's gonna feed you the right answer every time. I mean, if it's a good AI again, but still, it's a rudimentary task, and you don't need to go into each and every problem and change the numbers and calculate by yourself. So it gives you just by telling the AI, you know, change X, Y, Z to this, 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 you get all the answers you need. So for those rudimentary things, to save time, AI is the great tool. But for the cognitive skills, the creative part, it's fairly okay, I believe, and really easing up our lives. But we always need to consider if the answer we're getting is right or not. So that's the thing. And looking into the future, so I get the question a lot. So if AI develops to a level that we lose our jobs, I don't believe that's going to be the case in the industry, at least. So, not today and not in the future. So the reason being, of course, there needs to be a physical approach to the patient. So doctor needs to perform the treatment. You can say that, you know, we're going to have robots in the future. They're going to be linked with the AI and they're going to do it themselves. Okay, but still, there is one problem that persists, which is the responsibility and the accountability. So there needs to be an entity who is alive, who's going to take charge of the treatment, responsibility and accountability for the treatment, so that if anything goes wrong, the decision making is not on the AI's part, it's on the doctor's part. So there needs to be a human being there to make the decisions and to take the responsibility in that sense. So will education die? No, because in order to take the responsibility, you need to know what you're doing. Even the AI is doing it for you, you need to double check the AI. So checking AI requires deep and great knowledge again. So I don't believe that our professions are going to diminish and die, but it's going to change form for sure. And that's the world is trying to adapt to. It's going in a very fast rate. So we need to adapt pretty quickly and look at this in a way that how can I implement AI in the best way possible to up my game in the clinic, to save time maybe. So whatever you need, the tools are out there, just you need to search for them and make the best out of it. So that's it for my first episode. For the next episode, we're going to have great guests. So keep following and take care. Bye-bye.